Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, and joining me in the studio right now are my friends Jennifer Maidman and Annie Whitehead. And we're going to hear some music that they play, and they've been part of the Penguin Cafe Orchestra since 1984. The band has been, well, I guess in existence since 1972, according wow. to the internet.
Yeah, that's not
you tell
quite
me, Jennifer.
True. it started out as a thing. Simon had this thing called Four Musicians in Green Clothes, I think it was called. But the real genesis of it was he famously had food poisoning and imagined a dystopian future. And then he had a dream about a place called the Penguin Cafe. I think it's in the mid 70s, probably. And
wow.
And then he wanted to form the band that played in the Penguin Cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he became the proprietor, didn't he?
The proprietor spoke to him.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Proprietor of the Penguin Cafe spoke to him.
He spoke to him in a dream and he said, I am the proprietor of the Penguin Cafe. I will tell you things at random. And that was... And off it kicked, and here we are.
Wow.
All
now,
these years later.
This started in the UK where?
In West London.
Oh, wow.
And Simon had a garage it was actually sort of in Notting Hill Gate, which is now a very posh area, but in those days it was kind of run down. And so that's where we used to rehearse. That's where I first played with the orchestra.
Yeah, we all crammed in there as well.
We crammed in this little
garage. Yeah.
Not much bigger than this room we're in right now.
Yeah, wow. you had to move, didn't you? When you were playing percussion, you had to move to let anybody in and out.
To let you in. That was the first time we met.
That was the first time we met, yeah.
I had all my stuff against the door, and there was a knock on the door. And I was like, oh, no, I'm going to have to move all my stuff. And it was Annie with her trombone. So
yeah, that was my first rehearsal with them.
Yeah.
Could you turn it down a little?
yeah.
Well, that's cool. Now, the Penguin Cafe Orchestra, how do you describe the music to people?
It's, you can take it back to that first, the idea of randomness is really important.
Okay.
I'd say it's the ultimate analog instrumental music, using, like, for instance, you know, we do a piece called Numbers 1 to 4. Which is it's based on just finding stuff, really. Like, it's one of the most famous pieces is Music for a Found Harmonium.
That Numbers 1-4 was used in Sesame Street.
I think it might have been.
Yeah, I think.
And
so.
And it's just based on this is like a tuning pitch pipes, but it makes a really nice. Makes a nice noise, right?
And then the melody goes, and the melody is the harmonic sequence. So
yeah,
and so
can you play that? Yeah. So like, so then we get a whole piece out of that. So it's like, some of the other stuff we'll play something. In a bit, maybe.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
I mean, the random thing as well was. The random thing was one day. Simon he rang somebody, and in the UK kind of telephone system, you could get the busy signal as well as the ringing signal. So it set up. Yeah. So it set up this riff, set up this loop, and Simon grabbed his tape recorder and recorded it. And then kind of stuck a rubber band
recording.
On a chair and played a bass to it. And that was the basis of the piece, Telephone and Rubber Band.
Another big song.
Yeah. I mean, I have that loop here. You want to hear it?
Yeah, Jennifer, please.
Okay. I'm a bit louder this time on the trombone.
Oh, yeah, you'll be a bit louder. Okay.
A minute ago.
Yeah, so this is the loop. And you listen out for the... Because in those days, telephone exchanges were all mechanical. So you can hear the relays kind of clicking away. So you should be able to hear this. Everybody knows that loop, right? And then you go. Here we go. lot out of that riff. That's a little mini version, but you can get a lot out of just a simple little piece of field recording, if you like. It was just that Simon had the presence of mind, because I remember hearing that in the 70s and the 80s,
yeah.
And he just got his little Walkman out, you know, and I'm going to make a tune out of that.
That's so cool. Yeah.
That is the ethos of the band.
And the band used to actually travel with the original chair that the rubber band was put across.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
The rubber band. And so Jennifer had to play the chair and the rubber band. And it would kind of come tumbling out of the onto the
baggage
carousel.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It took me like 2 years to persuade Simon that maybe we could just use a bass on the row, not the chair with the rubber band.
Well, speaking of basses, the incredible Scott Petito is playing the bass with you.
Yeah, he's in fact he's playing bass, cello, guitar, quattro,
show off. Uke. What a show off. No, he's super talented at everything he does. He's an amazing producer. He has his own studio.
He's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. He's amazing.
And he deserves a lot of credit really for pulling this thing together because, well, it's a really, really long story. But you know, we knew Scott.
Okay.
But it was Scott that kind of said, hey, why don't we do some Penguin Cafe music right here in the Hudson Valley?
Along with Liam, wasn't it?
Liam
was a huge fan, and Scott used to go to Liam's place in Catskill for breakfast.
Yeah, and, the Hilo.
And yeah, the Hilo. And he used to play Penguin Cafe music, and Scott was there one day, and he said, you know what, I know two people from this band.
Yeah.
And Liam went, oh, my God, let's get this together.
Let's do it.
So, and actually Scott put together a lot of the parts. I put some of them together.
Cool.
But he put a lot of the parts together as well. Yeah, yeah. And the thing is with the Penguins, it's always a labor of love. You know, always. I mean, it has to be. That's just how it is. And it was for Liam and for Scott as well.
Besides Liam and Scott, another laborer of love of music, Jerry Murata is playing drums, percussion.
Yeah, yeah. I love Jerry. I mean, Jerry. When we first got a place in the Hudson Valley, which was in late 2014, so 12 years ago now.
Wow.
Few people said to me, you got to meet Jerry, you know. You'll love Jerry. And I'm like, of course I love Jerry. I know Jerry, you know.
That was David Thorne, wasn't he? He was saying...
Yeah, I'd worked with David Thorne, who you probably also know, back in the 80s, you know, with David Sylvian band, and we were on the road. And so I'm like, well, do I wait until we just bump into each other, or do I just... So I sent him an email, you know, and he called me like 5 minutes later. It's like, I'm just over the hill. Come now, you know. So we went over, Annie was with me, we went over to Dreamland, and he said, we should make a record. So we made a record.
Wow.
And we've been playing together ever since.
Now, the record came out how long ago?
That record came out, I think it was 2018, maybe. That was Dreamland, named after the studio in which it was recorded.
Have you made any other recordings since? It's been a while.
I have not released as an album, but there's stuff in the pipeline.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I see you appear at various local places here and there and playing on your own with Annie, yeah, as well as backing up other musicians.
Yeah.
And it's always a treat. Sometimes you wail on the bass and sometimes you're playing the guitar.
Thank you, Rick.
It's very cool stuff. And I got to see you and Annie play at Colony in Woodstock not that long ago. And
oh, yeah.
It was
with Jerry.
A little set you did.
Yeah, we did like a three.
With Marianne
trio,
as well.
Yeah. Yeah, with Marianne Ozio.
Well, keep up the good work. It's very interesting. It's not verse, chorus, verse. It's very cool.
Definitely not that. Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's got its own place. But what you do has its own place as well. You want to turn people on to some more interesting music?
Yeah. I mean, here's another thing we could play. I think of Giles Farnaby's Dream. Because normally there's like six or even seven of us, so there's just two. But
what's it called?
This is called Giles Farnaby's Dream, and it was written by Giles Farnaby in, I think, the 16th century, so 15-something. And again, you know, big shout-out to Simon Jeffs, who we missed terribly. You know, he died way too young.
Absolutely.
But Simon was great. He heard that piece, which was kind of fairly obscure at the time, medieval Renaissance piece, you know, and he said, that might sound nice with a kind of Venezuelan quattro rhythm, you know. So we'll play a bit of it, and it's so the introduction you'll hear is more or less as per 16th century, and then we'll go into like a rhythmic thing.
We definitely need more people with minds like Simon.
So yeah.
Maybe he'll come back in another musician.
I think he's kind of still around, you know. And I promised Simon, you know, that I would keep playing music, so it's a thanks for having us, and, you know, also shout out to Luann at Maverick, you know, for putting us on there. So
the show is called Simon's Dream.
Yeah.
The music of Penguin Cafe Orchestra. This is happening Saturday night. The show is going to be amazing. You don't want to miss this. Again, Scott Petito, Liam Singer, Jonathan Talbot, and Jerry Murata as part of the band. And it starts at 8 o'clock, wraps up at 10 o'clock. There are some reserved seats. There's also an opportunity for you to sit outside under the stars and just bring a blanket and hang out. It's a really cool venue. And again, another big shout out to Luann from Maverick Concerts. And, well, I encourage everyone to visit maverickconcerts.org and get tickets for this cool event. It's happening Saturday at 8 o'clock. Simon's Dream, the music of the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. Jennifer and Annie are in the studio, and they're poised to play something. What do you got?
Giles Farnaby's Dream.
As mentioned.
Actually, I just want to say before that, Simon would be like so made up that we're playing in, you know, over here, that we're playing his music here. Oh, cool. And also at the Maverick Theatre, I mean,
he was a huge John Cage fan.
And we do play a piece, we won't play it now because it's too complicated, called Cage Dead, which Simon wrote right after John Cage died.
Wow.
And it's 4 minutes, 33 seconds long.
Yeah, we'll play
and
that.
And we time it as well. So it has to be
Are
that
there
long.
Any areas of silence in there?
No.
Okay. Well, there might be.
There might be at the end.
It depends how fast we play it. There's the random element right there.
Okay, so here we go.
Giles Farnaby's Dream. Ready? 3, 4. I messed it up this time. Can we do one more? Third time lucky. This is the random element right here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Hopefully Giles would enjoy that.
So that melody was from the 1300s?
It's 1500s.
1500s?
Yeah.
Sounds very familiar in the midsection of that song when the trombone is doing the melody. That part of the song sounds very familiar, like it's been rewritten a few times.
I think it's a lot of people have actually, maybe they don't always acknowledge Giles Farnaby.
Maybe that's it.
I think it's like a primary source for all sorts of things. But
really,
I don't
is.
Think he intended it to be quite so. It was originally for a harpsichord because he didn't have pianos or anything. So it would have been very formal and very courtly and, you know, probably for the king and the queen or something like that. So
wow.
Yeah.
Super
so we just
cool.
Zhushed it up a bit.
Well, we appreciate you being here. Jennifer Maidman and Annie Whitehead, our guests this morning. Don't miss Simon's Dream, the music of the Penguin Cafe Orchestra at Maverick Concert Hall. Visit maverickconcerts.org this Saturday, 8 o'clock, and get tickets now before they're gone. It's a magical place and sounds like a magical night of music with no boundaries, and we love that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank that's
you.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah.
Really a pleasure. And folks, get tickets and check out the full lineup at Maverick Concerts. They got some incredible music, and it's so varied and so amazing. You don't want to miss any shows that they put on, and you'll be delighted to hear this one as well. Thanks for listening to 98.1 KZE. Thanks, Jennifer and Annie.
Oh, thanks, Rick.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So appreciate it.
Yeah, this is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE, and we'll keep on moving as soon as I can get the needle on the next thing. And maybe here we go.
Have you ever called for an HVAC home service technician and wondered if you were getting real help or just a sales pitch? Hi, I'm Ingrid Anderson of A-Team Comfort Systems in Kingston, New York, your heating, cooling, and plumbing experts. When my dad started A-Team Comfort Systems, he built the company on honesty.